Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right, Joe. Where to begin with the narrative going up in flames this morning? About
really?
That armed insurrection?
Yeah.
Folks, the propaganda here is really scary. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, it's terrifying me. We've been diving deep into it on the Battleground America podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have. Very good job with that.
And why they're using this propaganda. Yeah. You know, it's funny. My son, who's a prolific reader, and he's a history buff just like his dad. He is fascinated by, you know, not just what happened in Nazi Germany, but how it happened. And one of the books he's reading right now is called Project. It's for kids. Great book. It's called Project 106. 106. Oh, we were reading it together the other day. Anyway, and I had no idea about this history. It's about how the Nazis, in desperation, actually drafted children as young as 10 and forced them to fight. And they were dying. And it was about how the other side that opposed the Nazi, in their own country, also used children to fight. And many, many thousands died. I had no idea this was going on, but it's true. It's history. And the book does an excellent job of examining the propaganda and why the kids, because it's written for kids, why the kids on the Nazi side actually thought they were right. Mm-hmm. And they thought that they were justified in what they were doing. And what the other side had done, and all of this happened in history. I had no idea. The resistance sent kids in of their own into Hitler Youth to try to undermine what was going on. There were spies as young as 12 that were, and some of them were killed. And that was incredible to me. But it examines the propaganda, and so he's reading parts of the book to me, and like, wow, Mom, this is how people think that they're doing the right thing. He can't believe it because he watches politics pretty closely too. And he's, you know, he can even at 11 years old see the parallels right now because he's reading this book for school. So anyway, one of the things he's talking about, he's like, wow, all the things they're doing. And he was making the connection between, you know, Hitler and the Nazis and how they use this propaganda about communists and how communists were everywhere and they were going to take over. And that's why people needed to give their civil liberties, you know, up to the Nazis. Because they had to fight these communists who were around every corner, right? They were everywhere and around every corner. And that's why there had to be no free speech. And that's why they had to, you know, give up power to Third Reich. And boy, the parallels in the book, which is based on history, are striking when you compare them to today. And my son was comparing them to COVID, just saying, hey, this is what it sounds like with all this COVID propaganda. Oh, you got to give up this. You got to give up that. There's always a boogeyman out there. And now I'm seeing this, the propaganda parallels to, wow, there's, you know, conservatives out there and they're Trump supporters and they're everywhere and they're going to do something really bad. And yet almost everything we were told about the Capitol riot is falling apart and was a lie. Here's the latest. The FBI officials admit, do you remember Lee on a loop? They were telling us armed insurrection,
right.
Armed insurrection,
yep.
Armed insurrection. No. FBI admitted the other day when Christopher Wray testified, no firearms were confiscated. None were used and none were confiscated. So nobody even brought a firearm to the Capitol in an attempt to do something. There wasn't even a thought of that. They didn't have the arms. They didn't have them.
Well, the only person shot was one of the protesters, one of the folks who violated the Capitol building there, who was shot inside the Capitol building.
Yeah, she did break the law, but she was also unarmed, which normally is considered an atrocity by the left.
And normally is investigated.
And normally
there is some type of investigation, but we're not being told anything about
it. Well, they're because they won't release any information on it. I mean, can you imagine an unarmed person who the Democrats have sympathy for shot like that? And they won't release information about the investigation. Oh, my gosh. So armed insurrection, yet another lie of the left that the media repeated on the loop. Completely false. Unbelievable. And now Nancy Pelosi is doing this. This is straight out of the socialist playbook. There are communists everywhere. We have to lock down and take your rights. They might hurt you. Well, this is what they're doing now, except it's we have to shut the house down. Because a pro-Trump militia might attack. Where's this coming from?
Right.
Where's this coming from? And Nancy Pelosi shuts it down, right? Where's it coming from? It is coming from the Capitol Police. Who controls the Capitol Police? Who do they answer to?
That is the Congress.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Because she is the speaker right now. She's a Democrat. Wow. Okay. And can we see this intelligence? No. It's just the head of the Capitol Police says, and she answers to Nancy Pelosi. Anybody else going to ask any questions here?
Apparently not.
Devin Nunes is.
Well, good. Good.
As usual.
Yeah.
He sits, he is the Republican ranking leader on the Intelligence Committee. So he's got one of the highest security clearances in Congress. In fact, the highest security clearance you can have as a Congress member. And he sees the actual intel, including the threats on the Capitol. He has for years. What does he say about the threats that he can't tell us about because they're classified, but that he sees? Is he seeing threats about, terrorist groups going to attack the Capitol, right-wing militias, all that? Is he seeing that? Let's turn the audio on. He talked about this on television, and now I've got a runaway computer. Okay. Oh, just once if we could get, something to work around here. Okay, never mind. I would have played it for you. It would have been a great audio clip. Let's see what we can do here to get this to work. Okay, here we go. Let's try it again. Here we go.
Let's talk intelligence around the Capitol siege. Do you see the kind of intelligence that would warrant what you've got going on, forcing you and your colleagues to go through metal detectors to do a vote on the House floor, 7-foot fencing, and barbed wire around the Capitol?
No, Maria, this is nothing compared to the threats that we've seen over the last two decades since 9/11, 2001, of radical Islamic potential attacks on the Capitol and the targeting of politicians and other government buildings. So what this is really about, this is a Hollywood production scene. So nobody's in Washington, D.C. You can't find anybody. Nobody's on the streets. The restaurants are mostly closed. One of the basic rights that we have in this country for over 200 years has been the right, the freedom to assemble.
So not seeing the intel. Notice where this intel again is coming from. It's not coming from the FBI went to the Hill to give a briefing about everyone should be terrified. It's coming from the Capitol Police that answer to Nancy Pelosi. That's weird, right?
Yeah,
it's not coming from the Department of Homeland Security.
Or CIA or NSA or the, interesting.
Okay, Devin Nunes continues.
So to have this perimeter, and it's not just a perimeter right around the Capitol, it stretches for, 3 or 4 blocks. So this is all about narrative building. What they want to do is they want to label every conservative and Republican across this country as some type of dangerous domestic terrorist threat. I think it's going to blow up in their face. I don't think this is going to work. It looks ridiculous. It looks worse than a third world country. I've been to a lot of third world countries during my time in Congress, Maria, and to see this fencing, this razor wire, is completely absurd when we've had over the past real serious threats that continue to this day in terms of foreign intelligence. Looking at radical Islamic problems that we still face.
I mean, remember, Lee, we had a shooter, a liberal shooter, who justified trying to kill Republicans, literally by the fact that the Democrats had said that Republicans were killing people with their health care. So he thought they should die. Yeah. He was open about that. He was honest about that. And did we put up a perimeter around? I mean, so that is a guy with a gun. That guy had a gun. He brought a gun. Unlike the fake arm insurrection, he brought a real gun. Steve Scalise almost died with bullet holes in his body. He's a Republican. So do we put up perimeter fencing? Did we shut down the house in total terror?
No.
No, we were cool with it. We just rolled. It was good. So my point here is that a lot of this is drama, and it is drama that is directed at dehumanizing a group of people. And there is a reason for that. And that is because they are planning the biggest shutdown of your First Amendment rights we've ever seen in this country. They are coordinating it with Microsoft via the New York Times. This is, I've been on this on the podcast. You get it, Battleground, by texting 71307. They are coordinating it with Microsoft, and Microsoft is working right now on implementing technology that will shut down people's ability to publish from their computers before they can do it, whether it's social media or a Word document, for the crime of disinformation. That's not, those aren't my words. That is from the Microsoft press release. To stop disinformation. So they have to dehumanize us to be able to get the right, the ability to shut us down from any kind of speech. It's happening right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, folks, the lies are so thick today. Man, I can't cram all in four hours. That's what I do for a living. I debunk lies. I cut through them with a machete. And we can't even get to them all. Here's one from yesterday. Oh, surge at the border. No, nothing like that going on. Nothing at all like that going on. Oh, can the media take a tour of the children in cages, which are now, by the way, called migrant facilities for children? Isn't that fascinating? The guy, Joe Biden, under whose last term of service these cages were built, not under Trump, but under Biden and Barack Obama. And we've even heard that from Tom Homan, Barack Obama's border security chief. Yeah, I built him. When Obama was in office, we had to. That guy. I love how it's cages when Trump uses them. It's not talked about at all when Obama uses them. And now they're migrant facilities for children. Every part of your reality, folks, and the reality of the folks in this country is brutally, and I think unethically, manipulated every single day. And one of the biggest was the lie they were pushing in the media the other day. Oh, yeah, no. Surge at the border, no. There's no crisis. It's no big deal. Even when the former Department of Homeland Security chief, Chad Rolfe, comes out and says, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. The current Department of Homeland Security chief, Mayorkas, no, not at all. No, it's sad. No. What did the immediate past chief say?
Everyone knows there's a crisis going on, and I think that the leader of the department needs to be honest with the American people.
Yeah, he's not. And then there's this expose in the New York Post, one of the few newspapers to consistently get all the major stories of the election right, which is why it was banned on social media. You know what really happened this week? Well, they were telling you, lying in the mainstream media, oh, no, there's no major crisis at the border. What was actually happening inside the Biden administration? New York Post. Members of the Domestic Policy Council were set to tell President Biden Tuesday that the number of migrant children who crossed the southern border this year is on pace to exceed the all-time record by 45%, citing, wait for it, unreleased data from the Department of Homeland and Security, where they now work day and night manufacturing an insecure homeland. Unreleased data. Wow. See, okay, let me translate this for you, because the Department of Homeland Security does this a lot. They're almost as bad as the FBI now. The number of migrant children who cross the southern border this year is on pace to exceed the all-time record by 45%? Really? Well, that's the opposite of what the Biden administration is telling us. It's the opposite of what the Department of Homeland Security is telling us. Mayorkas, the guy who spun that lie this week, Alejandro Mayorkas, is the head of the Department of Homeland Security. So you're telling me they've got unreleased data inside the Department of Homeland Security that says not only are we on pace to shatter the record at the border, but we're on pace to shatter it by 45% double digits? And that information's unreleased. So you know what that means? Mayorkas knows it. They've got internal data, and he went out and lied to your face. The Biden administration went out and lied to your face. This is like the time the Department of Homeland Security told us, Antifa, not a terror group. No, it's cool. It's good. And then someone inside the Department of Homeland Security, remember, leaked that data. Unbelievable that not only was Antifa organized and using the same tactics in state after state, they were coordinating them across state lines. Folks, our major institutions, our intelligence agencies, our Homeland Security agencies lie to you. They lie. And they withhold data, disproving their lies. By the way, they've run out of space in the cages. This is part of the data that the Department of Homeland Security doesn't want you to have. And now they're putting them in tent cities. Can you imagine if Trump... Never mind.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You guys watching this Dr. Seuss thing? I did a lot of reading yesterday on liberal sites about this, NBC, MSNBC. It hurts the brain, makes it bleed. But I do it for you, so you don't have to. You know what they're saying? Oh, anyone who opposes cancel culture is nuts. No, it wasn't all of Seuss's books. No, it was just five. There's plenty of other of the most popular titles you're still allowed to read. Oh, the places you'll go. One fish, two fish. There's still plenty you can read. Don't worry, just let us take these. And there's a new argument. You're going to hear this from your liberal friends, and I'm about to tear it apart. It sounds great on its face. That lovers of individual liberty, I'm trying to wipe conservatives out of my lexicon because our movement is so much bigger than that now. Conservatives are a faction of it, but mostly we're just the normals. We're just normal people who don't want to live in an authoritarian regime where you can't write anything anymore like Dr. Seuss did, because God forbid 3 years from now the rules could have changed again and you're wiped out for what you say that you didn't even know was wrong at the time because they've changed the rules again. So best not to speak at all. By the way, do you know that is right out of the Soviet Union? It's a fascinating interview with a professor from George Mason. Totally changed the way I look at this stuff. She studied Soviet propaganda. It's about 40 minutes long. It's very long. But what she said they would do is that they would make these random bizarre pronouncements. And it was always something that clearly on its face wasn't true, but that you had to believe now. Let me give you an example of one in recent years from North Korea. Dear Leader had written over 1,000 books and is so smart he writes nearly one book a day. Oh, come on. There's no way. But you have to believe that. And if you question, they'll haul you in. And they throw it out there. Can you think of things like that that you have to believe now? That your own eyes will tell you aren't true? I can think a lot of them. Some of them have to do with gender. And so what would happen is they would randomly put these things out. Dear Leader writes 1,000, has written 1,000 books. He writes almost a book a day. And you can be persecuted if you miss the pronouncement and you were to suggest that he had written only 400 books. It's absurdity. Why do they take the time to do this? There's actually a reason. Because even those who support the regime in the Soviet Union were terrified to speak. Because you couldn't use logic to think your way through what to say. You couldn't use the good manners your mother taught you. Well, I'm going to make sure I'm polite to all people. I don't want to offend anybody. I want to be kind and loving to all people. That doesn't work anymore. Because God knows what they'll come up with 2 years from now. Best just to keep your mouth shut. Even members of the party, the ruling party who supported the ruling elite, were terrified to speak in public, and that's exactly what they want. Even those who agreed with the party were terrified to speak in public. They would put out dozens of these pronouncements at a time. You had to keep them all straight. It's what the left is doing. That's what the left is doing. It's what they're doing with Dr. Seuss. We're just taking five of these books. Don't worry, it's only five. We'll let you read the others. The other argument is that the other side in this country, the normals, don't understand capitalism. And what this is cancel culture. It's really just market demand. It's market demand. People don't want this stuff anymore. You're going to hear that argument. And that it is the normals and people like us who actually don't understand capitalism. Demand for this stuff is gone. That sounds actually pretty good on its face. I went, huh? And I went, wait, no. And I started shaking my head. No. Not one of these things that's been canceled, not one, disappeared because there was a lack of demand. There is nothing in the Amazon book sellers market that Amazon jettisoned because, well, it's only selling one or two copies a year. Nothing like that. The things that have been canceled have actually been things at the height of their popularity, like Parler. But this is the lie they're telling. No. It's just there's no demand for this stuff. That's why it has to go away. Okay, who canceled Seuss then? Who was that? Was it readers who didn't order it? No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't that at all. In fact, there's been a massive run on Seuss books. People want them before they're gone, just like there's a run on guns. Jim texted me again this morning. He's online waiting for ammo. He says he's sixth in line. It's a good day, he writes on the text line. No, no, no. Who canceled Seuss? It was school. A school in Virginia in particular de-emphasized it. But this is going on all over the country. But it was also the foundation that manages Dr. Seuss's books that said, no, we're not going to print them anymore. Oh, so it wasn't lack of demand, was it? No, it's that a bunch of liberals run that organization and they're telling everyone to drop kick Seuss. Let's look at a recent cancellation. Because this, you're going to hear this argument from the left, and I want you to know how to fight back at it. Let's look at the most recent and largest cancellation, Parler. Why'd the Parler get canceled? Oh, for lack of interest. No, actually not. Parler got canceled the instant that app went to number one in the App Store. That's when Parler got canceled. Who did Parler get canceled? But remember, over 10 million unique users for the first time. It was either 10 or 20. I know it was at least 10. I can't remember. I should have looked that up. It's one of the two. 10 or 20 million unique users. And what happened was people were canceling their Twitter accounts over the suspension of Trump's or the, you know, demolition of Trump's account. They were canceling them in protest and going over to Parler. Parler hits number one on the App Store. What happens? App Store drop kicks it. Android drop kicks it. Who deplatforms them? Amazon. Who is Amazon's other big company? Twitter, the very company who was bleeding accounts. They wanted to stop the bleeding. That ain't capitalism. Not even close. That is collusionary monopolistic behavior, and it is illegal in this country. Always has been. Founders hated monopolies. There are federal antitrust laws against it. So why is this actually going on? The opposite of capitalism. When something gets too big, like free speech, they cancel it. You cannot collude to shut out a popular competitor. That is classic antitrust. It is illegal. Why is it going on? Because our Department of Justice has turned justice on its head, and they will not investigate or prosecute. They are allowing monopolistic behavior by the left. That is not capitalism. Not even close. Unrecognizable. And by the way, did you see what's happening with Gab? We're going to get into that on the show today. Oh, they're not done. Gab has lost its credit card providers. They will not process funds, so Gab can't make money. They've had to switch and switch and switch. It's lost two banks. It's lost PayPal. It's been bumped off two different platforms. The hounds of hell are hunting it for the crime of free speech. You cannot tell me that is not collusionary. That, you know what I would do? If an honest Justice Department, you know what they do? They would open an investigation and all of the banks and all the credit card companies and PayPal, and they would demand to see all of their email. They can get it. They're investigating a crime. Let's see the email. Let's see if there was any collusion. Let's see if anybody from the Democrat Party demanded you drop kick Gab. Let's see all the email. Let's see. Because if it's collusionary, that's antitrust. You can't do it. Guarantee they'd find it. But what did the Democrat Party just do with Parler? They sent them a demand letter, a Democrat committee. Tell us who all your vendors are. Tell us who all your investors are. Tell us every single person you purchase services from to get Parler up and running. Tell us. You must tell us. And you know what's going to happen, folks? One by one, as soon as Parler tells them one by one, they'll all quit. And tell Parler they don't want their business. Why? Classic anti-capitalist monopolistic collusion. It's illegal. Or it was. It still is on the books. But when your Justice Department ignores it to allow censorship to happen, they are part of the collusion and part of the monopoly. And that is what is going on here. Folks, serious question for you. I love Dr. Seuss books, truly love them. I've got the compendium. It's like the big, but it's a big volume. It's about 2 inches thick that has all the Dr. Seuss books. And that thing taught my children to read. It is absolutely mangled. I pulled it out this morning in advance of the show. It's actually masking taped together, the outside of it. And the reason that I love Seuss so much, as does, by the way, Michelle Obama. She was caught on camera with those kids you know, reading day, dressed up as Dr. Seuss characters, saying, I love these books. That's exactly how I feel. I love these books. It was okay to love these books just a few years ago. And I love the books because I have two kids that have either had, you know, learning disabilities, tracking disorders, processing disorders. And even 50 years later, there's nothing like those books to teach you to read. The method is awesome. That was the beauty of the Seuss books, not just that they were so unique and loved by children, but the teaching method. They would teach you the same word. Fell, tell, smell. Over and over, rather than just seeing it once when you're reading with your mom with the book that came home from school and then you forget it, you can't read it. Tell, smell, fell. Over and over and over again. And he'd make up words, but he would put the vowel patterns in them. And it's amazing to me that those books, when I couldn't teach my children who struggled with, you know, learning disabilities to read on regular books, those books were so helpful to us. That's why I treasure them. That's why the book I have is mangled. And you could gradually graduate. One of my favorites was one of the ones censored, Mr. Elegant's Pool. It's a really cool story on a lot of levels. It's one about, it's a little bit harder. It's kind of a second level Seuss book. You wouldn't want to start a kid reading on that, but it's for when they graduate. But it's also a great book because it's about not giving up and not believing those who say you can't do something. But I got a question for you. And so I went back through and I looked at the characters to see how offensive they were. There was one from the Zoo book that, yeah, I could say, all right, by today's standards. But folks, if we're going to judge the past, people and things in the past by today's standards, we're not going to have a past. It will all have to go. If Seuss has to go, those five books, because of what is in them, then by that standard, and this is why they're establishing it, Constitution's got to go. I mean, look who wrote it. The guys owned slaves. You know what else has to go? By the Seuss standard. If we apply the Seuss standard, the Bible's got to go. Absolutely has to go. What the Bible says about homosexuality is far more of a violation of today's culture than anything Dr. Seuss drew. You see where they're going with this? Why you use the Bible? Where do you work again? We need to look to management now. You've been going to one of those Bible-based churches that's still using the old-fashioned Bible, the one that hasn't been censored. They're almost there. Again, if Seuss has to go, if those five books have to go, and I reread two of them last night, Bible's got to go. It's got to go. Cannot be used in polite conversation. Cannot be used by children. Cannot be read by children. It can't, not by the same standard. And that is exactly where they're headed with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.